Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Police have charged 19 men with child abuse offences and removed 13 children from harm following an international investigation targeting child abuse material on the dark web. Federal Police Commander Helen Schneider says more arrests could be made as investigations continue.
Viewing, distributing, and producing child abuse material is a horrific crime, and the lengths that this network went to avoid detection is an indication of just how dangerous they were.
Astronomers say a light display over Melbourne last night was most likely space junk entering the atmosphere. There were reports of a bright light streaking across the sky, leaving a trail of what appeared to be flames, and residents thought it to be a meteor. Astronomer at Swinburne University, Professor Alan Duffy, told Radio 3AW it appears to have been man-made material.
What we're seeing is a large flash of light extended, and it burns up. You can see in the video, it's really quite extraordinary, for 30, 40 seconds. As you say, it's breaking up. All of that is telling me that that is space junk.
Leaked government documents show the fight against the highly invasive fire ant faces a funding shortfall of hundreds of millions of dollars. The documents released by the Invasive Species Council show the federal government will need to spend almost $300 million over the next 4 years for the eradication program. CSIRO invasive ants specialist Dr. Ben Hoffman says fire ants are a particularly dangerous pest.
There's really nothing nice to say about the interaction between people and fire ants. Essentially, they're called fire ants for good reason, because it burns like fire. You really want to avoid them.
The New South Wales government says it will consider using aerial shooting to control the number of feral horses in Kosciuszko National Park. There are up to 23,500 of the horses, better known as Brumbies, in the national park. Environment Minister Penny Sharp says the current control methods are nowhere near enough.
The numbers are too high, and we need to find the most humane and sustainable way to get those numbers down so that we can bring the park back into balance.
A mural celebrating the Matildas has been unveiled at Sydney's Bondi Beach seawall. The mural was painted by internationally acclaimed artist Danielle Weber. Ms. Weber says the painting took over 100 hours to complete. She says it's an honour to celebrate the Matildas through this art.
Their stories resonate with me, and I think what more than to create a beautiful mural to celebrate them. But I think it's a beautiful way to connect to the audience and connect to their fans, and also just inspire people across the country.
I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's SBS News in Easy English.